Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Enjoying the last really warm weekend, they say, that we're going to have.
Yes, okay, absolutely. And you know what you should do on that beautiful weekend is come visit me at the Parade of Homes.
Yes.
I will tell you, so far, knock on wood today, and it seems like it, like, this has been one of the best weather parades,
yeah.
You know, two weekends and a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It has been gorgeous every single day. So I feel very, very fortunate of that. And I really think it's helped attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people out. We are still in the thick of it. I will be, tomorrow evening, I will be looking for my bed, McKay, after, you know, five parade days mixed in with regular work. But super fun. So today we're going to talk a little bit about this will be episode number two of the parade, but we had Jeff Losey, the executive director for the HBA Home Builders Association, on last week. But this week, now I can talk about award winners, like all of my silenced, you can't talk about stuff last week. The gloves are off now.
Yeah.
And so I can talk about the individual houses. We can talk about things that we saw in the parade. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. There's a lot of cool stuff to talk about with what you can see in Tri-Cities this weekend and what some of the builders and contractors have done out there. But before we do that, we always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity real estate. Last week, it just happened to be in Yakima, which was a first, I think, for the show. But this week, McKay, what do you think you do if you are an international soccer star and you sign a $150 million contract with Inter Miami? I'm sorry, soccer, I should have said football star.
Yeah.
And what do you think you do next if you move to Miami and you sign a $150 million contract?
We're talking about Messi.
We're talking about Messi. Yes, we are.
Yes.
What would you do shortly after riding in Miami?
Well, you need to buy a house.
You got to buy a house, right? So he owned two other condos in the Porsche Towers, which had been developed there in Miami. But obviously, he's put some roots down there and done quite well early on so far. He has thrown down $10.75 million for an off-market deal, bought a home from a couple in one of those amazing, it's called the Bay Colony Community. They've got those river, those waterway canals in between, gated community, dock, and listen to this too, but it's very, very close to their training facility, which makes sense. And the couple he bought it from, they bought it for $9 million in 2022 in May. I mean, they really only owned it like a year and then turned it, you know, for an additional $1.75 million. So even with selling cost and everything, I mean, they probably cleared $1 million in a short amount of time. So,
yeah.
But it is a gorgeous property. It's kind of what you would think it would be. It's a little bit crazy. I mean, I think it's like 170 feet of dock, 10,000 square foot home. I mean, it was like 10 bathrooms, 8 bedrooms. I mean, it was very, very cool. But kind of fun to see the impact that he's having here in the United States, you know, already, and making a splash on the real estate market.
Well, I will say this. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I watch highlights. The team before they signed him and after, it's like, why didn't you guys do this at the beginning of the season? You would be running away with your division. The dude is good.
Yeah, the dude.
He's stupid good. I've seen the highlights.
The dude's really, really good. So, yeah. So that was a lot of fun to see. Well, John, we always like to kind of balance that story out with our real life national stories. And some of the data is starting to come in now about interest rate hikes. And so, and I've talked about this, I've talked about the impact, but now we're starting to see some national numbers, which they're a little bit crazy, but I understand where it's at. So high interest rates now have pushed up the average interest and principal payment for new borrowers,
okay,
average across the U.S. on a 30-year mortgage, is now at $2,300.
Wow.
Now, look at this data. 2 years ago, 5% of new borrowers had a payment over $3,000 a month. 5%. Very, very small percentage. Okay. Today, 25%.
Wow.
Okay, so that's a crazy number. John, if you came to me and said, I don't care who you were, much less me, okay, the president of the United States or the Treasury, you know, or what, but imagine what you would have to do to say, I'm going to do something that changes the housing market nationally, statistically, by more than 20%. I mean, do you know what a large change that is from 5 to 25?
That is...
in 2 years...
Fivefold increase.
Unheard of, like, a change. And that's just kind of an indication, you know, of nationally what that looks like in the market. So it's interesting, too, because you're going to start hearing people talk about those rates have really depressed the dollar volume of cash out refis. So we talked about refi. No one's going to refi when the rate's higher, right?
Yeah.
But so when about it's down to about half from Q1 22, it was almost 1% of available equity. Okay, to 0.4%. That's a decline of $40 billion a quarter.
Wow.
Less being taken out from cash out refi. So it's just going to be really, really interesting nationwide to watch what that looks like in the market. Now, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about that from the takeaways from the Parade of Homes, but we haven't seen that locally here in the Tri-Cities area. But there's some new data that came out after the August numbers came out. Zillow ran out a new report. And 21 of the top 50 metro markets actually saw price declines.
Ooh.
Okay, which hasn't been talked about too much in the market. Now, they weren't major, but like the largest one, Austin, Texas. Right. Okay. So Austin was down 11.4%. New Orleans down 8.7%. I'm not surprised on the next two. Phoenix and Vegas both down 6.5%. We talked about this on the show about a year ago that second home markets like Phoenix and Vegas, when the rates get really, really high, will be kind of some of the first markets to suffer. Right. Because if you've got a certain budget and your interest rate, we just went out. That's why I presented the economics data on the payments. You know, if the average payment, you know, used to be $1,500, and so you could buy a house here and then, you know, say, but you could afford the $3,000, and it looks like 25% of borrowers can, because that's the new statistic. Well, 2 years ago, you'd buy a house here and then you'd buy a small condo in Vegas or Phoenix, right? Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Well, now...
Now you've got one singular payment, so we have less borrowers having that opportunity. And it shows up first in some of the markets like that. Now, there's still a list of plenty of markets that are doing very well. Just like on the top of the list, Hartford, Connecticut, up 9.9%. Interesting one, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, up 8.1%. Virginia Beach, 5.7%. Miami, which we just talked about, thank you, Messi, up 5%, okay? And then you have some very normalized markets like Cincinnati, 5%, Cleveland up 4%, Boston, 4.5%. So you've got some... I call them some normalized markets, and I would throw Tri-Cities into that mix, you know, where based upon employment, based upon, you know, retirees, healthcare workers moving in that situation. that we've managed to stay on the positive side of that list. Now, leading the way of those markets are some, I call them a few COVID boom markets, who really, really were able to take advantage of some of the moving waves and relocation waves throughout the country. And then you also have some second home markets that will always fluctuate the most. So I do point out to somebody that if you had cash and you were considering buying in those markets, we talked about borrowers, but if you had cash and you had saved up cash for a second home and you were considering buying in some of those markets, it appears that they're on sale right now. So that's how I always like to look at that situation. Yeah. So people that are looking for a deal and have cash, those might be some markets that you're able to take a look at and take advantage of in that situation. Well, we are on to our Parade of Homes special. Mm-hmm. So very, very exciting. I couldn't announce last week as we were just opening doors and getting things open, but Kenmore team is super proud to be representing the home that we are working in the parade and that we represent for Titan Homes in Jericho Ridge, which is right above Bookwalter Winery there in South Richland. That home on Hydel won best of parade, so best overall. So huge shout out to Titan Homes, their entire team there, more specifically Aaron and Emily. They produce a fantastic product, and it was obviously, as we had Jeff Losey explaining last week, out of town judges coming in, not playing favorites, making that decision. So anyway, we have had just an awesome last week showing that home off to thousands of you in Tri-Cities. I am right back there after the show. You can find me at that home this afternoon, and I'll also be the last day of the parade working that home tomorrow morning. So
yes,
come by. I a number of you that have come by and said hi. We've sat there and talked and shook my hand, and it's just been great to see all of you out at the parade. So come see me at that Titan Hydel home on the parade. So congrats to them on the winner. That was a 3,400 square feet, one level property.
Wow.
That was on the market. We put that on the market for $1.35 million, and that home is sold. So shortly after the parade, there'll be a massive detail team and cleanup that goes through, and then we will be able to move the new homeowner into that plan. So I always like to take notes during the Parade of Homes, and then I also have been to every single home on the parade. And so yes, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of rundown for people that are questioning. Sometimes people ask me, you know, they'll come to me and say, well, like, hey, if there's four homes I should get to on the parade, what four should I get to? So I'm going to go through each one of those, give you my opinion on what stands out from these different builders' homes, and help you make some decisions on that if you need to. It's very doable, I will say, for the first time in a long time, with the route and the way things are located. It's a very doable tour in a single day. I would say if you grab a bite to eat in between, and granted, I go a little bit faster because I'm in the industry, but and I kind of have seen some of them before, but 4 to 5 hours, and you should be able to knock out these eight. And so I think that's for $10 ticket at Circle K. That's very, very good entertainment. So I kept track of questions and stuff for the radio show and comments. And I will tell you, some of the most commented on features after being in the home and hearing people walk through and talk about. So specifically in the one I was working on, the one at Hydel Court in Richland, open shelves in the kitchen, kind of that open shelf, modern farmhouse look. Gets people oohing and aahing like no other. I heard hundreds of comments about open shelves in the kitchen. Now, you have to be careful with that, though, because where does your storage space go? You know, but it immediately makes the kitchen feel bigger. You know, if there's windows on either side of it lets more light in. However, you have to replace that with some sort of drawer system, butler's pantry, or additional storage. because who's kidding who, especially for staging. A lot of those open shelf situations don't have as much storage as, say, a traditional cabinet.
Yeah.
But people are loving the looks of those. Second biggest thing that Titan did that was just kind of one of those wow factors is they did an LED light strip in the island edge. So sandwiched in the island, built into the edge of the island, an LED strip. Now, for most of the parade, we've had it turned on a white color. It looks very classy with the house. But I did tell people, it's color changing LED technology. That thing's changing for the holidays. You have to be excited about that. So the LED lighting and then the under cabinet, the amount of under cabinet lighting and under shelf lighting that is doable. I think I talked about this trend, 8 months ago when I got back from the International Builder Show. The ease and availability of what you can do with LED lighting now has made the ambiance factor in these homes just huge. I mean, you can put it under every cabinet, toe kick, in the entire house. And so people really like that, especially it almost functions as a nightlight. Not only does it create that ambiance in the home, but a lot of people, you turn all the other lights off in the house and you just have this nice glow of the surrounding area of where not to stub your toe. So it's a game changer with what's out there. So I was just going to go through before the break. I was going to do the first four recaps. I've already told you about number one. Number one listed on that property, 946 Heidel Court. That's the Titan home that we talked about. Number two, Builder, 47 North Custom Homes. This is out in West Richland, Willamette Heights. It's 3543 Paso Fino Street. This home is impressive. It is a 4,500 square foot two-story, and it is also sold. It was a $1.9 million home, and I got to tell you, the cool thing about this house is it had a pool, but the rear sliding doors, they did the nano wall type accordion glass doors, and they went crazy. They didn't just do one. I'm not getting this perfectly right, but I want to say I saw four nano doors, like every single slider from the kitchen, from the master, from the game room, all could be opened up. So then you have that indoor outdoor patio feel between them. Not to mention they did a golf simulator room off of one of them. So you can hit some golf balls, go out in the pool. It's definitely worth seeing because it's a big price point for Tri-Cities, but very, very well done. And they won a number of awards themselves for that. I think they won the Workmanship Award as well. So it has a curved staircase in it as well as you walk in. So there's some cool things to see there. Those are my two favorites, though, is the nano wall, use of the nano wall doors. We see that in a lot of other markets. Great to be having those implemented in this market as well. So great job with that property. Number three in the list that you're going to come on to is Titan's second home that's on the parade. So the cool thing about this house, it's out in Badger South, 4415 Potlatch. This house has multi-generational living in one floor plan. And so it's 3,300 square feet, McKay, but what's awesome about that 3,300 square feet is they've done this floor plan, so they've got a totally self-contained quarters in the house, like separate apartment, basically.
That's cool.
So what you've got is you've got a living room, you've got a very small kitchen, so small stove, microwave, then a bedroom, and then an additional with its own bath. So this is like some people call it an in-laws quarters, some people call it an outlaws quarters, whatever apartment, but under one roof. And then they strategically have placed this so you get a three-car garage. But that unit can access one of the garages independently by itself.
Oh, so you can literally
shut all those doors in the garage, have your own garage, have your own access to the unit, and really the rest of the house doesn't even know that. Wow. The cool part about that house, too, is it has a bonus room, second story, and the bonus room second story is far enough away from the apartment that you can be like really loud out there and no one else is really going to know it. So it's just a really, really cool setup with multi-generational living. So if that interests you, I would say check out the Titan number 3 in Badger South. And then the fourth one before the break, number 4, Riverwood Homes LLC built this one, 2455 Maggio Loop, backside of Badger. 2190 square foot home done with a modern design, which was really cool. Very, very modern design. And then this one came in categorically. I'd have to look. I think the price point was around $650 on this one. But I got to tell you, super cool kitchen layout with a huge island. Very long, I like islands. Island. That, and then they just did a really cool fireplace around. Mm-hmm. So the main living area of this home, you get a very cool entertaining space, and then that looks over to this awesome fireplace wall, all within kind of that family room, great room concept. Very, very well done. So that's homes 1-4 with the Lance Kenmore commentary on that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about 5-8 with a pick 3 and wrap up our Parade of Homes special.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been doing our Parade of Homes second episode special, talking a little bit about some key features of each of the Parade Homes, what that looks like. Before I jump into that, though, I want to get out my pick 3. And so we've got some great new inventory coming on the market. Inventory's been climbing a little bit, where we've got some properties and some price points that are super attractive. Now, pick number 1, McKay, I've been on this kick a lot lately, and this is normal. Someone will call me, and they will say, my kid can't qualify for a rental. They don't have rental history. They don't have credit, and I've got to get them out of my house. And so I'm getting that call all the time, or I've got family moving back into town, and I can't find them rental. So I've been telling people, everybody that has more than one kid, maybe 2 or 3, and they're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and you think one of them is going to be unable to get a rental and move out of your house, you should buy an investment property now that you have to put them into so you can get rid of them. And I will tell you, people think I'm being facetious or funny. I am not. I field this call probably 5 or 6 times a month. So pick number 1, 303 Gage Boulevard. I've got the property for you.
Okay.
A condo on the green condos. 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo, 898 square feet, open concept layout. These don't come up too often. How else are you going to get into South Richland for $249,900? If you
not like, very easily,
not very easily, not very easily. This can be your family's escape plan, as I like to call it, for the kid that won't be able to get a rental in 5 or 6 years. 303 Gage Boulevard. It could work for a lot of people, but it is absolutely fantastic. Overlooks Hole 2 at Meadow Springs. I thought it was a typo at first on the pricing. So I mean, you can. This is a fantastic pick number 1. Pick number 2, 2923 West Canal Drive in Kenoke. If you've ever wanted to get a home, this is an amazing rambler basement, overlooks the Columbia River, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, soak in boat races, 4th of July fireworks, 3654 square feet. The moment you walk inside, absolutely a ton of stuff has been redone. Italian, Turkish ceramic tiles. Just an absolute great space. On top of that, you've got, with this property, you've got a beautiful pool when you go out back to the patio. tons and tons of upgrades. New dishwasher, modern water heater, upgraded electrical panels, new roof, restained hardwood floors. It just goes on and on. To get a property like this that has this view of the river, that's coming in at $724,000. Great, great property.
Wow.
And then pick number three, I'm going to take you back to South Richland, 371 Wolverine Court. It's a two-story, 2270 square feet in Badger Park Estates. So right there off of Yokes and Keene back there. Great, great location. Really, really awesome. Four bedroom, three bath, great kitchen, corner walk-in pantry. Absolutely a great, great home to either entertain in, to be around with friends and family. Then backyard landscaped garden will absolutely take your breath away. Lots of flowers, beautiful, beautiful entertaining space out there as well. Walking paths close by to Badger Mountain Elementary, close to walking trails. You can walk over and do your grocery shopping. Like you can go to the park. This house is fantastic. And that's coming in at $515,000. Well, folks, back to our parade of homes, and some of the wonderful Tri-City builders have presented some amazing products for us. And I'm on to home number five on the tour, Prodigy Homes. This was at 2463 Falcon Crest Loop, up on the mountain there in Richland. Big home, 4,100 square feet, modern farmhouse.
Ooh.
This home was also sold. In fact, it was super cute. I think when I was touring through this, the kids were actually there and showing you their own bedrooms. It was super, super cute. But great home. And I got to tell you, the view from this property is incredible. So you get kind of that south-facing view off the back of Badger Mountain. And it was just, yeah, really, really well done, modern farmhouse. Just had a really, really good look to it with an amazing deck. And I also feel like on some of those lots that slope off, people landscaping wise sometimes don't take the time to put in a big enough retaining wall to get a flat backyard. But this property gives you a view, a massive deck to enjoy the view. And then out the lower level, you have this great backyard. So I felt like getting all three of those to come together was a huge, huge win for that property.
Yeah.
Pick number six, kind of taking you down the road, Bob Olson Parkway, Kennewick there, as you head back to South Ridge. And Hayden Holmes is the number six home on that development. 1574 square feet. This home was also sold, I believe he told me, around 485. So this is kind of your one level, two-car garage, 1574 square foot home. And I tell you, it was awesome. Like the layout of what they got into 1,574 square feet, and then the way they finished the home, very, very well put together. And then it had a gorgeous, like, large backyard. Like some of the new homes you see, postage stamp lots, and you know, and as lots have gotten smaller, as you know, the price of dirt has gotten bigger. But not this property. Very, very cool to see in that development some lots where you got a really nice backyard, whether that was for pets or kids or grandkids or just yourself enjoying. Very, very well put together plan. If you want to see kind of what that 485 can buy in Tri-Cities, I feel like Hayden Holmes did a fantastic job out there with that plan. And that's what's cool about the parade is I've talked to you about a $2 million home that was had a lot of cool things. And then I go to a $485,000 home, and for different reasons,
just as
well put together. Now I'm a property geek. I mean this is what I do, but I find very cool things in both of those different homes. Number seven, JK Monarch. This is on South Cliff, 2850 square feet, 7440 22nd place up in Kennewick. And so once again, a very, very cool house that JK Monarch put together. South Cliff, it gives you exposure to a different neighborhood up there. And a lot of people tell you get up top there on the backside of, you know, in my day we called it Thompson Hill. Now the fancy, you know, saying is South Cliff. But
yes,
when you get up there and go through there, cool neighborhood with what they're doing out there. And then this home had just a very, very awesome floor plan combined with, I just love seeing those big RV garages.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and even if you don't have an RV, maybe you have a boat or the amount of storage, but very, very well laid out in this property, how it opens from the garage right into their mudroom, and just a very well put together plan. And that was... And then that takes us to the last one, number 8. This is the second entry by Prodigy Homes, 5916th West 28th, up in Kennewick. And so, once again, this home, and it has a different view, but I thought it was really cool. This house overlooks the sports fields at Southridge.
Oh.
So you get up there, and you know, I never really thought about that. Like, as, and that's what's cool about the parade. Like, I would never say, I mean, I love sports and I follow it, and I have kids that are college athletes, but I would never say, go show me a house that overlooks the sports fields. That's what I'm looking for. I would never tell that to you, McKay. Mm-hmm. But the first thing when you walk out the patio of this house, you look out at the football field. You look out at the baseball field.
And the softball field.
Yeah, and the softball fields. And they're super well-maintained. And you know what? It's a really cool view. And I just said, God, this is awesome. And, you know, I mean, it's slightly entertaining, too, because, you know, you'd be, the lights would be on. You'd be like, oh, there's a game tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just something that I think was very unexpected, and maybe not everybody would notice that, or I'm just weird, but when you walked in, I thought it was super cool because none of the other homes had something like that, and it made for a very cool look. Also, there are some the color scheme in this house combined with the walk-in closet. The primary suite of this particular Prodigy house was very, very well done. And there were some cool things. There was a two-door entrance walk-around primary closet combined with a two-door walk-around shower behind the backside of the tub. So just some little things that you don't normally see every day that are awesome. And that kind of rounds out the parade of homes. I will be there later this afternoon working the parade over there. So feel free to come through, say hi. We would love to have you guys. It's not too late. That's running 9 to 5 today. And then again, 9 to 5 tomorrow. And we will wrap that up and then start cleaning and turning these homes over to their new owners. And there's
very cool.
There's still a few for sale. So if you have any questions about any of the ones you saw, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We would love to get somebody in contact with you and help you out with any of those homes. Look forward to seeing many of you the rest of this weekend. Have a fantastic week, and I will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.